This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Far away, removed from last summer for you. We sort of all know kind of what was going on and things, but this year feels great. Real positive vibe about the place, and you look happy in your body.
Yeah, no, it's been a great pre-season so far. Obviously, only been back 5-6 days now. It's been a really good camp. You know, we've worked really hard. Come back, obviously, got some new signings, some new faces. There's a good buzz around the place, and it's been difficult at times in certain sessions, but no, it's been really good. I think everyone's excited for the season. When we get back on Sunday, it'll only be a few weeks before that first game, so it's not the longest pre-season we've ever had. But you know, I think that suits us. We're working in the right direction. Hopefully we can use the momentum from the end of last season to take that into this year. And yeah, just keep pushing on.
Does it feel different?
What you built under Antonio, last year, there's a little bit of conjecture about his own position, but he's back, he's here, it feels like a big season.
No, it's a big season. I think obviously we've made some big signings as well, some early signings, which is great. And yeah, look, we haven't won a trophy in a long time. We haven't kind of been at the level that we know we can in the last kind of few years. Obviously, we've done really well to get the Champions League spot last year, and I think gave everyone a good boost around the whole club to go and push on this season. So we've got that to look forward to. But as always, it's about working hard, and we've still got work to do from now until the start of the season.
Does it feel like with the new signings, given the Premier League experience with Charlison, Suma, and even Perisic being a winner, that this might even be like, and getting him in early, almost the best chance to win that trophy?
Well, I think, of course, there's going to be excitement. I know there's excitement around the fans, and rightly so. There always is going into any season, really. But I think it definitely helps. It helps with preparation. It helps knowing that these guys have been there and done it and got good experience in the Premier League or around best clubs in Europe. And they're there to help. You know, we need a big squad if we're going to compete at the highest level on all four competitions. And yeah, when you look at kind of last season, we were kind of getting down to bare bones, and it's nice to kind of bulk up that squad with great players, and there's great competition for places.
How do you feel Antonio's taking your game on even further? Because you're obviously one of the world's best strikers. When we talk about the world's best strikers, there's like a couple of others that other people around the world might go, oh, Lewandowski. But remember in a presser last season, he said he can be the undisputed best striker in the world. Do you feel like A, you can do that, and B, how is Antonio helping you compared to...
Yeah, Antonio's been fantastic. You know, I've learned from every manager that I've worked under. But yeah, Antonio's probably taken fitness levels to another level for me. Mentality, you know, being with him every day, seeing the way he prepares, the way he brings his passion and brings the best out of the lads. You know, I've learned from that. So I feel like I'm learning every year anyway and getting more experience and getting better. But yeah, with someone like Antonio, it's kind of maybe sped up that process even quicker. So that's how I feel in good shape. Still work to do for the next month in this pre-season. But yeah, I feel like I've still got a lot more to give, and hopefully I can show that next year.
Is there anything that he's done that you weren't doing before?
Not really. I think he's just brought a real intensity into training, you know, every day. Like I said, every manager has different processes, different ways of training, different types of kind of a week schedule. And Antonio likes to work. He likes to be out on the training pitch for however long he wants to, and make sure that We're well prepared going into each game, and I just feel like I'm at that stage in my career where I want to keep pushing, keep improving, and it was good to see kind of how my fitness levels changed over that period when he first come in, and just made me want to continue that and do as much as possible to keep improving.
Anything you and Son can learn each other, do you think?
No, look, Sonny, I've spoke very highly of Sonny over the years. We get on really well, fantastic player. I think, obviously, our games and styles are different, but we really complement each other well. So we're always learning, new things, more so kind of how we can help each other, not in terms of taking stuff from each other. But as always with great players, you learn things every day just training with them. So really enjoying kind of our partnership, and hopefully we can strengthen it even more this year.
About yourself, you are aiming Alan Shearer's all-time Premier League goal records, I think, and you can do that, I believe. And is there any your personal target or goal for Tottenham and for yourself?
No, for me it's just to have another good year, another consistent year, trying to help the team as much as possible, try and score as many goals as I can. From a team point of view, it's always to win trophies. Like I said, there's a good buzz around the club at the moment, but as always, you've got to go out there and perform and show what you can do when it's crunch time, and we haven't quite done that over the years. So, hopefully with this manager, with this squad, we can really push on and try and do something special.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
What's with the 60-foot sign on your elevator that says Wanted, high oleic soybeans?
Well, we need every bushel you farmers can grow. We're paying a premium with less hassle.
You ever heard of a website?
Yep. Visit soyinnovation.com, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18+, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.